Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Hey, Thrivers, welcome back to your go-to spot for all things life, love, and pushing the boundaries. Today, we're diving into something that hits close to home for many of us. It's about what happens when you're on a blazing trail of personal growth and learning, but well, your spouse, they're just not on the same wavelength. You know the feeling, right? Perhaps, am I speaking to you? Because you're just here, you're charging ahead. You've got books, you've got podcasts piling up. Your mind is buzzing with ideas and inspiration. Then there's your other half. They're just comfortable and cruising along at their own pace. Let's be real. It's frustrating. It's also part of a life that we need to learn to navigate, especially in our closest relationships. So, hi, I'm Amy. I'm so thankful that you're here. Welcome back to Couch Time. And today, I'm going to do things a little bit differently. I am going to tell you the story of Steve and Susie, we're going to call them. And I think that if you're a high achieving learner, an elite performer, and you have a spouse that's not, like sometimes it can be easy to judge them or to think that they're a little bit less than, or they're not moving at the same rate as you are, right? And that could get really frustrating. It can feel like there's this big divide happening, when really they're just kind of keeping a normal pattern of life and you're like going up like this. You're just like skyrocketing, right? So that's where that divide comes in. I think you're going to be surprised at what I'm going to tell you today. Are you ready to dive into our story? Okay, let's pretend you and I are having coffee together. Well, I would be having tea or water, most likely water. You get me a sparkling water with lime, we're in. Add Topo Chico brand, I am there. You can have all the coffee you want. Okay, but let's pretend that we're having a drink together at the coffee house. And I started to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you a story about Steve and Susie. So imagine this. Steve is all about growth. He's constantly looking for the next challenge, the next lesson. I want to pause and say this for a moment. This isn't really gender specific. Honestly, this is kind of me in my house sometimes, and I would be Steve. for sure. But this, we're just going to go with the story. Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay, good. So let's think about Steve's nightstand. It is a mini library of self-improvement books. His podcast app is a smorgasbord of personal development and leadership channels. He can't get enough of it. Then there's Susie. She's content with the here and now. She finds joy in the small things, in her daily routines. And her idea of a perfect evening is a cozy night in, maybe rewatching her favorite sitcom for the thousandth time. And honestly, she's really happy with that. But let's get real here. Steve can't help but feel like he's running a solo marathon. He sees the world of potential and change, and he can't understand why Susie isn't right there with him sprinting towards the finish line of her personal betterment. Like, let's go. But guess what? There is a flip side. Susie sometimes feels like Steve's constant striving for more, wanting to learn something, leaves little room for appreciating the now, the life they've built together just as it is. So it's a clash of not just interests, but of life philosophies. These are core values, my friends. Being a lifelong learner and having an achievement mindset where we're constantly learning, constantly striving, constantly wanting to better ourselves is a core value. So you're hitting different life core values and philosophies. And that is where the real story is going to begin. Because it's not just about hobbies or interests. It's about how two people who share a life can navigate the waters when their currents are moving in different directions. So we're going to start coming up to peel back the layers of Steve and Susie's story. We're going to explore how they handle this disparity, what it means for their relationship, and how, despite everything, they found a way to connect and respect each other's journeys. Because thrivers, that's what love, understanding, and real growth are all about. Now, let's get back to story. Steve, he's always chasing the next big thing. He's reading. He's learning. He can't sit still. But Susie, she's more chill. She's happy with her things, her routine, her comfort zone. Now, here's where they bump heads. Steve's saying to her, "Come on, Susie, there's so much out there to learn and to do." And Susie's like, "Whoa, back up the truck. I'm here. I'm good. I'm happy." Steve thinks she's missing out. But Susie is feeling like he's never just here with her, never present. So what do? They love each other. Definitely, that's clear. They're on different pages. And it's not about changing each other. That will not work. Perpetual problems never go away. And this is perpetual because why? We're hitting their core values. So it is going to become about getting and understanding where the other person is coming from. As we do this and work through this process, Steve starts to see Susie's side of things. He starts to understand her being content. That is not her lacking drive, which is what he initially thought. It's about her enjoying life in her own way. And Susie, she gets that Steve's hunger for more is part of what makes him him and successful. So they have to find the middle ground. It's not about agreeing with each other's perspective. It's about hearing each other and being empathetic and trying to understand it. Doesn't mean you agree with it or it's how you would do it, right? So they came to a workshop with me. This was years ago. And it was learning for Steve, but we also threw in just a little bit of creativity for Susie in this workshop, right? So she would want to come because she could be a little bit more creative with things and we could pivot and go with the flow. But Steve wanted to go to the workshop to learn, right? He just didn't know what was going to hit him there. But what happened after this workshop changed everything. It was night and day. They started making time for having what I call real talks. Not talks just about their day or who's going to do this carpool or that carpool or this store, grocery store or this errand, but what is going on inside? What are their dreams, their worries, and what are their small wins? So what's your lesson here? It's not about having the same passions or even driving in the same lane. It's about understanding each other's individual paths. It's about those moments where you find something that just clicks for both of you. Remember, everyone grows in their own way. Your spouse is likely growing in ways that you can't even imagine. It just may not be by a podcast or a workshop or a book. It may be just natural life learning. So the trick, though, in any relationship is keeping the conversation going. It's being respectful and trying to see the world through each other's eyes. So Steve and Susie are figuring things out, right? They seem to be. They're learning about each other. They're finding those sweet spots where their worlds overlap. But what happened before is they continually were at each other because they weren't taking the time simply to hear each other and understand each other's perspectives. So the negativity started taking over. And once it takes over in one area, it just spirals until you get into what I call negative overwhelm. So while they're working on it, it's not all smooth sailing. Just like any couple, they have their moments. So one time, Steve signed up for this intense weekend leadership seminar. He is pumped. He is excited, and he's thinking Susie might want to tag along. But Susie, not her thing. She'd rather hang back, do a pottery class she's been eyeing. And Steve, he's upset. He's bummed. He feels like he's going on this journey solo. And Susie, she's planning a quiet weekend, but deep down, there's this little voice wondering if she's holding Steve back, not being into all that go-getter stuff. She's wondering if he will end up growing so far apart from her that now she's getting scared. But here's the thing. It's only about simply giving each other space to be who they are. Steve can go to a seminar. He can come back with all of his ideas. And Susie, she got this beautiful pottery piece she made, something she's very proud of. And then they share their experiences over a dinner together or in bed, generally interested in what the other one has to say. You may not be interested in pottery, and she's definitely probably not interested in your personal development thing. But do you actually listen to each other and show you're interested by actively listening, or are you looking at your phone over here? Do you have a blank face where you're just going, That's not actively listening. It's also not about one-upping each other, but sharing a part of your lives that makes them and you, makes them them. So it's like this. Relationships aren't about fitting into each other's boxes. It's about building a bigger box together where all these different sides of you can both exist. It's about celebrating these differences, not just tolerating them. So your takeaway, give your spouse the room to be themselves. Quit beating them up about it. Quit thinking negatively of them. They're not you. And I promise you, you do not want a clone of you in this relationship because that's going to be a whole lot of other problems. Be curious about their passions, even if they're not your cup of tea. You don't have to be on the same page all the time. It's about writing your story with all the twists and the turns. And I bet if you're Steve, you are not bringing home amazing pottery. So this journey that Steve and Susie are on, it's teaching them a lot, not just about each other, but about themselves. For Steve, he's starting to appreciate the now a bit more. He's learning from Susie that sometimes sitting back and enjoying the moment is as important as chasing the next big goal. And Susie, she's getting a taste of Steve's world now that it's not being forced down her throat, or she's not being shamed for it, she's a little bit more interested in it and meeting him there. She's not going to turn into a seminar junkie. Let's get real on that. But she is dipping her toes in. She sometimes now listens in on one of Steve's podcasts and finds something that clicks with her. And she's able to share it and have a conversation. So she's coming towards him more. But here's the real gold in their story. They are both realizing it's okay to have different passions. It's like they're teaching each other a new language. The language of their individuality, their love, and their interests. So Steve's world of constant growth and Susie's world of contentment and peace, they're learning to speak bits of both because they're coming towards each other now. What's really cool about this is how they start to see their differences not as obstacles now, but as opportunities. Opportunities to grow. Yeah. But also to support, to cheer each other on. And Steve has a front row at Susie's pottery exhibition. And she's there listening to his ramblings that he's so excited about after a seminar. They're finding joy in each other's joy. And that is what it's all about, Thrivers. It's about building a life together where you both can be your true selves. It's not about changing each other to fit some perfect mold. It's about growing together in your own unique, individual ways. So as Steve and Susie keep navigating their different paths, they're also discovering something pretty amazing. They are finding new ways to connect, ways they hadn't thought of before. It's like they're building their own special love language. It's a mix of Steve's drive and of Susie's peace. Let's look at their evenings. It used to be Steve would be buried in his books while Susie caught up on her favorite shows. Now they've got this little ritual. Some nights they pick a book to read together or a devotional. And sometimes it's something that strikes a chord with both of them that they both enjoy. Other nights, Steve joins Susie on the couch and they find a show they can both get into. So it's about a give and take. Finding those moments where their worlds can blend will not lead them to being married roommates. Now on the weekends, they have turned into this cool mix of what I love, Steve days and Susie days. A Steve day might mean a hike, something active, getting out there. A Susie day is a little bit more laid back, a lazy brunch, a stroll through an art fair, reading together on the couch, if that's what they want, or watching a show. They're not just living side by side. They are trying to weave parts of their lives together. But at the same time, they each have individuality, right? Where they go do things on their own. And this is what I love about marriage, because if you're not on video, I'm going to try to describe it. So one hand is Susie and one hand is Steve. And I'm going to kind of join them together. You remember the, here's the church, here's the steeple, where all the people go thing. I don't know how we'll do our, you may not be getting that. But anyway, we're going to put them together. But you're going to have like in the crevices of your fingers, a little bit of space for each of you. And then you come together in the middle where your fingers are kind of latched, but they're not all the way in, like up against each other, grasping. That's called an enmeshment. That is not good. That's toxic. Or you're not coming all the way where you're a little disjointed and married roommates, right? You've got a little bit of individuality, but you also have something together. So with this story of Steve and Susie, it's a lot like life, isn't it? And your differences don't have to be these exact same ones, but we all have them. But when we fight to be agreed with. We fight and argue to make somebody like us. Not like us, but to, well, that too, but to become us, to do things the way we want them to do it, to do things like us. And in the beginning, we get together because of our differences. And then all of a sudden, we want everybody to change. Well, that doesn't exactly work. So you have to have differences in who you are. But it also is full of chances to embrace the differences instead of trying to get them to go away. Otherwise, you just end up with a clone of you. And I promise you, that's not good. So it's just about trying to figure out how you can get your differences to weave together a little bit more. And that will bring actually your relationship a little bit different. So what's your takeaway, Thrivers? It's that being in a relationship isn't about losing who you are. It's about growing who you are together, celebrating each other's individuality, and finding joy in your journey. We only get one life. Now, that joy, wherever it takes you. And Steve and Susie just happen to have a sweet spot right now. And that's where they started to see the differences. The very things that seemed like they were pulling them apart are actually now what's flipped to make the relationship stronger. Because each one of them has what they need. And together, they are more balanced. They're more complete. And let's take a random Tuesday evening. I thought this was so good. Steve's buzzing on, just gib-gabbing about his new leadership strategy he read about. And Susie, she's listening. She's all ears because she doesn't, not suddenly into leadership theories, but she just enjoys seeing him so lit up. And he's also learning to slow down and savor the quiet moments with Susie and just appreciate her calm, her stability. So now they're finding joy in each other's worlds, not by changing who they are, by expanding their own depth of each other and their things that they know. So now they're not just growing as individuals, but they're also growing as a couple. And now it's brought them closer instead of apart, and it's made their bond stronger. But let's be real. It's not like they have everything all figured out. You know, I'm all about real talk. No couple ever does. There are days when Steve still wishes Susie would share his enthusiasm for the new self-help book he's got on his nightstand. And there are times when Susie just wants Steve so much to sit back and enjoy the present today and without always looking ahead. But you know what? That's just part of their journey that makes their relationship real. But the key is they keep talking, they keep sharing, and they keep trying to understand each other. They celebrate their wins, they learn from their mistakes, but they keep moving forward together, not pulling apart. So Thrivers, as we wrap up today, in a relationship, it's not about being the same. There's no clone. It's about respecting and supporting and loving each other for who you are. It's about finding those moments, big or small, where your worlds just align, and in those moments where they don't. So it's about understanding, about giving each other space just to be your true selves. So Steve and Susie's story is just a reminder that love is about embracing each other's uniqueness. It's about building a life where you both can thrive in your own special ways. And with that, we're at the end of our coffee table chat for today. And if you like this or know somebody else that could use it, sharing is caring. Sharing is love. Could you please share this with someone or go rate us, because that makes a big difference to have rating and reviews. I would really appreciate it. If you have a content idea for something you would like to see or a question for me, just ask Amy. So amy@amywine.com. You can email me anytime or find me on social and DM me. Instagram and Facebook is amywineco. Find me there. Until the next time, Thrivers, keep growing, keep loving, and keep embracing your journey with your spouse. Until next time, let's keep thriving together. Talk soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges, from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.